Dairy Management Incorporated has announced 7 new partnerships to ignite fluid milk innovation,
including Dairy Gold Northwest, Dairy Association, the Kroger Company, which is a vertically integrated retailer, Maryland and Virginia Milk Producers Cooperative, Shamrock Farms, Southeast Milk Incorporated, Dairy Farmers of America, and a joint venture called Fair Life between Select Cooperative and Coca-Cola Company.
Tom Gallagher, CEO of the Dairy Checkoff Group, says the partnerships were developed to help reverse years of fluid milk consumption declines.
2 years ago, Paul Rovey, the chairman of DMI, and other dairy farmers said, look, this is 40 years of decline. There's been a fair amount of activity, but no real results over the years. You know, great advertising and other things, but you know, the fundamental flaws of the industry continue to exist with innovation and product and package, not a lot of brand marketing.
DMI Chairman Paul Rovey of Arizona says the industry recognizes this is a long-term project.
Myself, as well as all the rest of our dairy farmers on the board, and basically every other dairy farmer I talked to is really excited about this opportunity of reigniting fluid milk. You know, we didn't lose all these fluid sales in a day. We won't get them back all in a day. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of hard work. But I am really excited about the diversity, the areas that these companies are moving into to try to help themselves as well as us to increase fluid milk sales.
And Rovey adds, this new focus is not at the expense of other dairy checkoff programs.
And I think if most farmers around the country would have a relationship to fluid milk that is somehow ingrained in us, and so it does help dairy farmers to feel good about how their checkoff dollar is spent, and so we need to spend it wisely. We're spending it with our partners and getting a tremendous bang for our buck in this aspect, but It's not that we're leaving all the rest of the stuff and just only focusing on this. We will continue the majority of all the rest of our programs.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.